Welcome to this BIOS podcast, and thank you for taking the time to download it. I'm Christian Harris, editor of BIOS magazine. Before we start with the podcast, I'd just like to thank Ipswitch for sponsoring BIOS podcasts. Ipswitch is the leader in messaging, network management, and data management software for small and medium businesses. Please visit ipswitch.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. Ipswitch software just works for small and medium enterprises in over 50 countries worldwide. Hello and welcome to this series of podcasts about trends in technology and business. For Cisco, I'm Peter Chaplin. Martin DeBeer is Vice President and General Manager for Cisco's Emerging Markets Technology Group, and it was his team of innovators who created something called telepresence. Now, it's a new technology, and it creates a unique in-person experience among people, places, and events, whether they're at work or in their personal lives. Martin DeBeer, welcome. It's great to have you with us. Since so few people have really experienced telepresence, explain it for us. What is it?
Telepresence is a new technology category that enables unique new in-person experiences for people that are not in the same place.
Martin, let's share with the audience how we're conducting our interview today, because we're actually using telepresence. We're in two labs here at Cisco, and these are really kind of specially designed environments, what's being called a room within a room meeting space. And each of us is appearing as a life-size image on ultra-high-definition 1080p video screens. The rooms have spatial audio and desktops that might ordinarily be found in an executive conference room. So, continuing, let's talk about vision. Vision for telepresence. What's yours?
Telepresence is the basis for a range of applications. Our first application we're bringing to market is the virtual meeting, where you can sit across a table from people that may be in remote cities. However, it feels like they are there in the room with you. They are there in life size, in high definition. Body language becomes business language. You can see every expression in their eye. And, it truly feels like you're in the same room.
What kind of businesses do you think will benefit most from using telepresence?
I think over time, a wide range of businesses would benefit. But initially, this is targeted more at the 500-plus employee size corporation. So the middle, I would say the high end of the medium business to the large enterprise is the ideal target for us.
What exactly is so innovative about telepresence?
Telepresence is a solution that was built from the ground up to deliver this experience. When you look at our telepresence system, it is not just what you see in the room. It is a complete system that was innovated and built from the ground up by Cisco engineers. And because of that, everything works together as a system to deliver this unique experience. It's a completely integrated set of products that when you press that button on the phone after you've scheduled your meeting, everything works every time. There is not a single competitor out there that has delivered such a unique and innovative solution to make it this high quality, to make it this simple to use, and to make it this reliable. People have tried doing this for many years, ever since AT&T introduced the first video phone back in 1964, people have been pursuing this dream of being able to communicate face-to-face since, facial expression and body language tends to be 60% or more of the interaction communicative experience. And yet, that dream has always been very elusive. And it really was because it was a great idea, but the time was not right. And now for the first time, we're seeing, the availability of broadband along with the processing power to deliver encoding and the standards that delivers high definition video all coming together, enabling us to leverage the network as the platform and unified communications as the services within the network to deliver these unique in-person experiences.
I know this has been a work in progress, and so I want to understand, why was the dream of telepresence so elusive and for so long? What changed?
Well, you know, the world, especially when it comes to the virtual meeting, the world has been struggling with delivering the expected quality, reliability, and simplicity of use. Video conferencing is a good example. For many years, video conferencing has failed to meet the expectation of customers. And even though they've invested, it tends not to be used. Telepresence solves all of those issues in the virtual meeting setting. You get great quality. You truly feel like you've met someone, even though you haven't. Secondly, the simplicity is there. It's as simple as a phone call, or if you've scheduled a meeting, it's as simple as a single button to push to connect. And thirdly, reliability is as good as five nines. It is as reliable as your voice system, since it's built on top of the voice system and uses that as a basis along with the network as the platform. So we've solved all the issues that's been big obstacles for delivering this dream. And now, you know, customers looking at this is telling us it's good enough. And it's in fact exceeding their expectations.
I was reading a research report, and there was a fascinating analogy between video conferencing and telepresence. And the analogy was that video conferencing was like riding a 10-speed bicycle, and telepresence was like driving a Ferrari. What's your analogy to compare the two?
I like your analogy, Peter. But, you know, another one that I've been thinking about quite a bit is, remember the days of the telegraph. It was one form of communications, and it was good enough it was okay at the time. But then when telephony or telephones and voice communication systems came out about 100 years ago, it changed everything. And now people, for the first time, could communicate in real time, face-to-face. And, overnight, the telegraph almost became obsolete because there was such a better way to communicate. I think the same will be true with telepresence, where we will see such a better way to interact and communicate across long distances that it will be a new communication experience, and it will obsolete things like video conferencing.
Is telepresence the only one of its kind, or is it a series of innovations to come?
Telepresence is a great example of many innovations you should expect to come out of Cisco over the coming years. Telepresence is one of four new emerging technologies that are all homegrown from within Cisco, but we are in the process of seeding many more. And I expect Cisco to move increasingly into adjacent markets in a very sustainable growth model for our company moving forward.
Martin DeBeer, thank you for speaking with us today. If you'd like more information about Cisco Telepresence, you'll find it at newsroom.cisco.com/Cisco Telepresence. Also, if you'd like information about this podcast series, you'll find that too right there, newsroom.cisco.com. I'm Peter Chaplin for Cisco. I'd like to thank Ipswich again for sponsoring this BaaS podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit ipswich.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. And remember, for all the latest IT news, reviews, and technology issues, please go to BaaS's website at www.baasmagazine.com. .co.uk. I'm Chris Harris. Thanks for listening.